a series of Gospel selections during this week, concentrated on the parables which our Lord spoke about the kingdom and about his place in it to a large crowd of elite, indeed, who did not believe in Jesus, and not only did not believe in him, didn't want him around anymore. We really see to it that he be put out of his what they considered misery and falsehood. The parable that they considered in the last day or so had to do with blessing poverty in the spirit. In order to understand how important it is to be a believer, one devoted to loving Jesus, bringing others to come and know him and love him, because there is only one Savior, the only one way of attaining genuine happiness and salvation, and that is through Jesus, not by refusing to walk in his footsteps. And there is, of course, a number of difficulties with that, in the parable of the vineyard, which set out to obtain workers in his vineyard. At the end of the day, they all got the same salary, one penny. And of course, the answer here is that no injustice is done, because one penny is the divine penny. We get a fullness of salvation, each of us, in a way which is proportioned to ourselves, precisely in receiving that penny that in value is infinitely greater than a mountain of money that pertains to the marketplace. And that penny, in the first instance, it is Jesus. That is the penny that we receive in Holy Communion, an anticipation, a foretaste of the joys of heaven. Only one thing is necessary: to be prepared to give up all in order to remain faithful to Jesus in union with him. And while a lot of other things are impossible to us, that is always possible if we wish to cooperate. Live our faith, aspire to our hope, and above all, by loving Jesus as he loves us, and love our neighbor as Jesus loves each of our neighbors as well as ourselves. Now we come to a description of vices, too, in particular. They are both forms of that poverty which undermines poverty that is blessing. Giving up all things to be ready for heaven, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to keep his commandments, because we love him. First, to call today indifference. There's a great deal of this around. It is not something that can be described as unculpable ignorance. We know perfectly well that we didn't exist eternally. I know perfectly well that I was not the one who, as it were, who somehow or other, non-existing, pressed the button and I began to exist. I have no one else to thank but myself. That is a myth. The myth that we should know better, but not to make up, in order to justify not paying attention to Jesus, above all, not paying attention to the sacraments and the mystery of the Holy Eucharist above all. To find some excuse, oh, this is not for me, I've got to make a little more money, that's more important, and so on and so forth. And finally, as it were, to not be annoyed any longer by foolish religious people, have the servants of the Lord put to death, so that I can say it all, my Lord, here I am forever. That is simply pride of a hardened heart. My only interest is myself, and whatever else doesn't interest me, I couldn't care less. That is something that is insulting, blasphemous in the final analysis. We want, as it were, to always be of those who recognize what a gift it is that we have received, to exist not in any way whatsoever, but exist in a personal way, because of the goodness of our parents, because of the goodness of the Creator, who together with the body which was conceived and formed in my mother's womb, enjoyed as it were being infused by a soul, given as it were a life that is truly personal, a life that is capable of being crowned in heaven by a blessedness if she is beyond eye and ear at the present time to conceive. So that's the first fault we want to studiously avoid, and help others who tend to be indifferent, couldn't care less about Jesus, is to come to have a good conversion and begin to appreciate how wonderful it is to enjoy the friendship of our Lord, who loved us first, so that we might love, as it were in some way identically with his love, Jesus, the Heavenly Father, and all those, as it were, who are brother and sister in the family of God. The second vice is a little different, directed to those who were not Jews, who were not part of the chosen people at that time. They were invited too, all of them, without distinction. All of us receive invitation. But precisely because it is an invitation not to another amusement park or to a cheap meal at McDonald's or something of this kind, we should not come as we're with the mindset as whether this is just another amusement that we can enjoy on our own terms. This is to demean the good Lord. We have no sense of the difference between what is merely earthly and it was truly divine and surpassing in its goodness. The wedding garment here in the parable of the heavenly feast, marriage feast, is simply a symbol for that grace, for those dispositions which we must strive to possess in order that we might be ready to truly enjoy, and not merely, as it were, receive our Lord, for instance, in Holy Communion, in the state of sin. And nothing is accomplished in that way except to offend our Lord. And so if we keep these things in mind, the two things that are most dangerous to our faith at the present time are precisely that indifference and that, as it were, simple seeking of amusement as the goal in life. We ask Our Lady to help us to always keep in mind the difference between what is merely earthly and to have to a particular means to a particular end, and that which is divine, which is the end itself. And with her support and help, we will be able to walk faithfully in the footsteps of Jesus, not to be concerned if we have to risk our lives because we are doing this, but to remember always what he has said about these matters. Who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood worthily, who has the wedding garment on, who is prepared properly, will not die. I will raise him up on the last day. That's a stupendous guarantee. It tops anything that anybody else can offer in this world. Those who are indifferent, those who are simply as were on silly lane, but will help us to understand the goodness of the Lord and the wisdom and the prudence of all that he has given as directives, counsels, laws, not only will we be ready for heaven, we will have a certain foretaste of heaven even on earth in the midst of the worst of trials and tribulations. It makes a great deal of difference in the form of life, the way we live, and the courage that we can always find to remain faithful to Jesus. Praise be Jesus and Mary.